Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Managing Money God's Way by Bob Lodish is a 31-day devotional designed to help readers connect everyday financial decisions with biblical stewardship and generosity. Known for the Christian personal finance platform SeedTime, Lodish frames money not primarily as a technical challenge, but as a discipleship issue, shaped by trust, contentment, and obedience. The book is structured as brief daily readings that are meant to be practical and reflective, inviting readers to examine motives, habits, and assumptions about earning, spending, saving, Rather than presenting a purely budgeting-focused program, it emphasizes the heart behind financial choices and encourages consistent, scripture-anchored action steps. Over the month, readers are guided toward a view of money as a tool entrusted by God, with giving positioned as a core practice rather than an optional add-on. The devotional format makes it approachable for individuals, couples, and small groups who want daily encouragement and direction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stewardship as ownership transfer. A central theme in the devotional is the shift from viewing money as personal property to seeing it as a trust. In a biblical stewardship framework, God is the owner and the believer is a manager, accountable for how resources are handled. This perspective changes the emotional tone of financial decisions. Anxiety can give way to responsibility, and entitlement can give way to gratitude. Lodish uses the daily devotional rhythm to reinforce that stewardship is not a one-time pledge, but a repeated posture, practiced in small choices like shopping, debt decisions, and lifestyle upgrades. The emphasis is not simply on doing more with less, but on aligning spending and saving with priorities that reflect faith. Readers are encouraged to evaluate whether their financial patterns show wise management or reactive consumption. This topic helps explain why the book spends time on mindset and spiritual formation, not just math. It also positions financial planning as worshipful service, where discipline and integrity matter because they represent faithfulness with what has been entrusted. Secondly, biblical giving and the practice of generosity. The devotional places giving near the center of a faithful money life, treating generosity as a spiritual discipline that shapes the heart. Rather than portraying giving as a guilt-based obligation, the approach highlights it as a response to God's provision and a practical way to loosen the grip of materialism. The daily readings encourage readers to think about giving intentionally, not only spontaneously, and to connect generosity with trust. For many people, the hardest part of giving is the fear of not having enough afterward, so the devotional repeatedly returns to questions of dependence and priorities. It explores how giving can be structured into a plan, how to avoid treating generosity as leftover money, and how to keep motives healthy. Readers are also prompted to reflect on the impact of giving, including support for local church ministry and broader needs, while keeping the focus on the giver's formation. By revisiting generosity across the month, the book aims to normalize it as a regular habit that brings joy and clarity, not just a seasonal act. Thirdly, breaking free from debt and financial bondage. Another key topic is the way debt can function as a form of bondage that limits freedom to serve, give, and respond to opportunities. The devotional does not present debt reduction as merely a financial optimization tactic, but as part of a larger goal of living with integrity and margin. Readers are encouraged to identify the patterns that often lead to debt, such as impulsive spending, lifestyle inflation, and using credit to avoid hard choices. The daily format supports incremental progress, calling for honest assessment and a willingness to change behaviors. It also frames debt freedom as a pathway to peace and flexibility, not as a status symbol. Alongside practical counsel, the book highlights the internal work required: patience, humility, and perseverance. This topic resonates with readers who feel stuck, because it connects practical steps with hope and purpose. By placing debt in a spiritual and relational context, the devotional encourages readers to pursue freedom not only for personal relief, but to expand their capacity for generosity and wise stewardship. Fourthly, contentment, gratitude, and resisting consumer pressure. The devotional addresses the inner drivers behind overspending, especially comparison, and the cultural pressure to define success through possessions. Contentment is presented as a learned skill and a spiritual posture, strengthened through gratitude and a clear understanding of identity. This matters because many financial plans fail not from lack of information, but from unmanaged desire. Lodish's approach encourages readers to recognize triggers that lead to unplanned purchases, such as stress, social media influence, and the urge to keep up with peers. By tackling these motivations, the book aims to help readers build sustainable habits rather than short-term restraint. The daily reflections invite practical experiments, like pausing before purchases, clarifying needs versus wants, and reviewing blessings already present. This topic also supports healthier giving, because a content heart can be more open-handed. In a devotional setting, contentment is tied to trust in God's provision, which reframes scarcity thinking. The result is a more stable financial life, where joy is less dependent on new acquisitions and more rooted in purposeful living. Lastly, creating a faith-driven plan for spending and saving. While the book is devotional rather than a technical manual, it repeatedly points readers toward intentionality, making a plan and following it with consistency. A faith-driven plan connects goals with values, ensuring that spending, saving, and giving reflect what the reader says matters most. The devotional encourages readers to treat budgeting as guidance rather than restriction, a tool that helps resources flow toward priorities instead of leaking away through neglect. Saving is framed not as hoarding but as wisdom and preparation, enabling stability, reduced stress, and readiness for future needs and opportunities. Readers are prompted to consider margin, emergency preparedness, and wise decision-making before large purchases. This topic also emphasizes that plans must be realistic and revisited because circumstances change. In many Christian finance conversations, tension can arise between saving and giving. The devotional approach aims to keep both in view under the umbrella of stewardship. By the end of the month, readers are likely to see planning as a spiritual practice. Clarity, accountability, and follow-through become expressions of faithful management. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a simple daily rhythm to reshape how they think about money, especially Christians who feel tension between practical finances and spiritual priorities. It is also a good match for couples and small groups because the 31-day structure creates a shared pace and frequent discussion points. The main benefit is that it connects financial choices to character formation. Trust replaces fear, contentment challenges comparison, and generosity becomes a practiced habit instead of an occasional intention. Readers who are tired of information, heavy finance books may appreciate that the devotional format focuses on consistency and reflection, helping behavior change stick over time. Compared to many similar Christian money titles, it stands out by being brief, accessible, and action-oriented while still keeping stewardship and giving at the center. It does not require advanced financial knowledge to start, yet it can complement more detailed budgeting or debt payoff resources. For buyers looking for encouragement that leads to real next steps, the month-long progression offers both spiritual grounding and practical momentum, making it a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Bob Lodish, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.